This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Just me, 5-Minute University for the next hour. And I'll be teaching lessons that you can learn in 5 minutes or less. Things that they don't teach in school. Here's something that I think I figured this out. I think I know one of the reasons why society is in decline. One of the reasons, there are many reasons, but just one of the reasons is evidenced by the symptoms shown by Facebook aficionados. People who love Facebook. People who use cell phones for constant communication. Constant contact. They seem to speak with their thumbs in cryptic form. They don't use words like or expressions like thank space you. They abbreviate that to save the wear and tear on their thumbs with something like THX, which I guess you would attempt to pronounce as facts or maybe thanks. So there are these abbreviations. Sometimes people would sign a communique. Let's say it would be a letter. Sincerely, yours truly, wishing you all the best. Now, it's just best. What does that mean, best? What, I got a communique from a government employee. Best. Okay. Shortcuts are in vogue, but accurate descriptions have fallen by the wayside. Here is an example. And trust has evaporated. So if you look at Facebook Marketplace, it has overcome the tried and true Craigslist. Craigslist, somebody would say, I'm selling this washing machine. Here's a picture of it. I'm asking $100 for it. Here's my phone number. The phone numbers have been abused, so people spell their phone numbers and mix numbers and words for their phone numbers, or they don't put their phone number at all, and you have to send them an email. And they may or may not respond. In the good old days, I'm talking about, oh, let's say the 1960s, 70s, if someone wanted to sell that refrigerator, they would call the newspaper, they would place an ad, and they would send a check for $4.25, and it'd be a three-line ad, and it would say the refrigerator, the make, the model, the location, and the phone number. And you could pick up the phone and talk to that person. You could determine through a very short conversation, 3 or 4 minutes, whether you wanted to go and meet that person, whether, does it have any rust? Does it have any dents? Do doors close properly? Is the refrigerator seal? Does that need to be replaced? Is there anything wrong with it? Does it make any noises? May I ask why you're selling it? You know, things like that. All that's gone by the wayside. With this new format for selling things called Facebook Marketplace. Facebook Marketplace is the lowest common denominator. of selling things. There is so much distrust among the users of Facebook Marketplace. They won't talk to you in many cases. Many cases. Not a few or not seldom. Many cases they won't talk to you. So if someone's selling something, you'd have to type in, I'm interested in buying such and such. May I call you? And a lot of times you don't even get a response. No response whatsoever. However, back in the 60s and 70s, you'd call somebody and they'd say hello. They'd answer the phone. Now people don't answer the phone. If they don't recognize your phone number, they don't answer the phone. We have destroyed interpersonal communications with products from not just Facebook, but Facebook is a big player in the destruction of communication, in my opinion. Please don't believe a word I say. Do your own research. Make up your own mind, please. Don't believe a word I say. This is just Vinny's thoughts, theories. But here's what I know. I know that if you ultimately can get a person to respond, I'd like to buy your refrigerator. May I talk to you on the phone? May I call you? You may get, you know, a real quick response. Two letters? No. Now what do you do? So, in that case, if the person's not willing to talk to you and you're willing to buy it, and they say that they're, you know, 50, 60, 100 miles away, do you want to really waste your fuel in a truck to go get that refrigerator? How else are you going to get it? Are you going to get it in your sedan? Are you going to borrow a truck? Are you going to, well, who would lend you a truck, right? Are you going to ask your friend or your neighbor who has a truck, hey, y'all, can y'all come with me? I think I'd like to buy a refrigerator, but I don't know, but the guy won't talk to me about it. But, you know, it's only 100 miles each way or 50 miles each way. Can we do that? Who in their right mind would say yes? So here we are. We have people who don't want to communicate. And why is that? Because they're lazy. They take pictures and there's trash everywhere. They're not even smart enough to take a picture or clean up or hose off the refrigerator or empty the orange ice cream that melted in the freezer. And they leave that there and take the picture with it. I'm just, for example. And then the coup de grace is you say, okay, you text back and forth or you email back and forth, and you finally decide, I'm going to take a risk. I'll go because I need that refrigerator. And you say to the person, okay, so may I have your address so I can look it up and get, you know, figure out where you are? And you get a response, like, almost every time. I'll tell you when you're on your way. Now, I want you to think about this. So you're going to leave your driveway. And you're going to either turn left or right. Isn't that the case? What's the likelihood that you're going to be going the right direction and that you're going to have a cell phone with you to find out where you're going? This is insanity. It never used to be like this. You would talk to the person. There was honor with the person selling it. There would be an accurate description. You didn't even have pictures back when classified advertisements were put in the newspaper. The only people who would read classified advertisement would be somebody who's looking for whatever it is. And if you're looking for a refrigerator, you would go to the classified ad section and go to the appliance section within the classified ads. And you'd call that person, and they'd answer the phone if they were there. And you could talk about it, make the decision, and you know what? The person who was selling it, you could say, I'll tell you what, I'm going to be coming 50 miles. It sounds like it's perfect. I have the money. I'd like to buy it. I've got a station wagon, or I've got my pickup truck, and I'll be there. And you arrange the time. And the guy would have it and hold it for you. That was common. That was normal. That was the norm. Now, people will say, no holds. So how does this work? So you're going to make a 100-mile round trip. The guy won't talk to you on the phone. You're going to drive out there, and the guy won't even hold it for you. Why won't he hold it for you? Because the generally dumb public who says they're interested in it don't show up. Why doesn't he tell you where he lives? Because the people who say they're interested don't show up. Don't call back. Don't complete the thought. Don't even have the common decency to say, look, y'all, I'm so sorry. I was on my way, but I got a flat tire and I had to come home. I'm going to be 2 hours late. They don't even have the decency to do that. People, don't make commitments, or I said that wrong. Don't honor the commitments. Don't honor all the commitments they make. I'll say it that way. And that's a fact. It's an absolute fact. So, our son was selling a car and helping somebody else. It was somebody else's car. So he had this account with Zuckerberg and company. He only uses it to buy and sell things. Doesn't use it to say, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at my dog. Look at my dog. Look at me. Look at us. Look at each other. He doesn't do stuff like that. So he had an advertisement in Facebook Marketplace for a vehicle. And it was really nice. Took pictures, good description. And people would call and, I'm sorry, people would contact him electronically and say they were interested. And they would offer him like a third of the asking price. A third. They would belittle the automobile. It was a really nice car. Really nice. I'd be happy to drive it. Really. And they would beat up the car. They would beat our son up. They would say they want to come see it, and they wouldn't show up. Well, the most unusual thing happened. A lady said she wanted to come see it and in a few days. And would that be okay? And our son said, that'd be fine. That'd be very nice. I have two other people who are interested in it, but I will not show it to them until after you've had a chance to see it and decide if you would like it. If you'd like it, it's yours. Then I will confirm an appointment for each one of them to come look at it after you have made your decision. So he told them, the other people, that there was already somebody who was interested, and if that person didn't want to buy it, then he would contact them and let them know, or let them know either way. Well, what happened was amazing. The lady brought her family and showed up. And the car was everything that, as described, they bought the car for the price it was listed at. And they were delighted to be able to do it because the car was that nice. And so, and our son was just selling it for a friend. And to make sure it was right, he looked it over, changed the oil filter, you know, did all the things that you would really like someone to have done. It was a wonderful experience. Absolutely wonderful. It was so nice that after the fact, they left with some blue eggs, some brown eggs, some beef sticks, and some Natural Farms world-class USDA inspected beef.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Class, the obvious question is, why did Vinny spend so much time talking about a transaction on Facebook Marketplace? And the reason is, that's how it should be done, the way we did it. And it worked magnificently. It was a good old-fashioned way. And the people were so nice that we sent them home with gifts, our finest beef. That's the case. Did we have to do it? No. The transaction was done. They were going to leave, and we said, just one more thing. Would it be okay if we gave you some blue eggs and some brown eggs? Those are the chickens over there. They're free range, cage free, natural farms chickens. And we have some beef sticks. It's kind of like Slim Jim's. And it's our beef, real lean. And we have some ground beef, 90-10, 10% lean, or 10% fat, 90% beef. Would it be okay if we gave you some of that? They were delighted. They couldn't believe it. And what did they leave with? A full tank of gas. Not a quarter. You buy a new car for $65,000 today and you get a quarter of a tank, maybe. They left with a full tank of gas. And we showed it to them with a full tank of gas. They couldn't believe it. And that's the way it used to be done. So, yes, you can still do it that way. And of course, we called, you know, after they got home to find out. They got home okay. And what they thought? Was it what they thought it was going to be? Did the car measure up to what they thought? And I asked them. I said, so what was it? I arrived on the scene after our son had been talking to him for, I don't know, a half hour or so. They already made the decision to buy. And I said, so what was it that went into the equation to tell you, let's buy this car? What was it? And they said, well, the way you guys handled yourselves, I'm paraphrasing, the way you spoke with us, when we talked to you on the phone, we thought you were for real. We thought there wasn't any monkey business. We thought this was actually what we were hoping it would be. And when we came to see it, it was what we were hoping it would be. It was represented accurately. You guys told the truth. He didn't pull any punches. And it was the way, it was our demeanor. It was the way we presented ourselves. And they thought that the car would be in concert with the way we behaved. And it was. So what I'm saying is you don't have to do it the new way. You don't have to behave the way Zuckerberg and company behaves. You don't have to take advantage of people. You don't have to misrepresent. You can still talk to people on the phone. But what's happening is Zuckerberg and company are driving a wedge between civilization, civility, camaraderie, congeniality, honesty, integrity. People don't believe anybody anymore, or they believe very few. So I just wanted to share that thought with you. I don't like it, and I don't want to. I bought some picnic tables for the campsite, and I contacted the man through the internet. I don't have a cell phone. I contacted him through the internet, his Facebook marketplace. Only used to buy things for the farm. And I asked the person if I could call him. I called him up. He's making picnic tables. $125 a piece. It was a long trip. It was out of state. It was 4 hours. 4 hour trip. And pulling a trailer to haul picnic tables. So I wanted to talk to him. I wanted to know what kind of wood he was using. I wanted to know what kind of screws he was using. I wanted to know if he could make the whole picnic table out of pressure-treated wood versus just the legs out of pressure-treated wood. I got all of those answers, and I got the question, okay, so you sell them for $125 a piece. What would be the price for four? Now, I know how to multiply. I know four times 125 is $500. I know that. But I asked him what the price for four was. He said $100 a piece. I said, great, let's do it. I committed to have him build
it. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. The suspect in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Southern California is dead. Authorities identified the 72-year-old Asian man who they say opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration at a dance studio in Monterey Park, leaving 10 people dead. At least 10 others were wounded. An apparent targeted attack at a Baton Rouge bar left at least a dozen people wounded by gunfire. 9 victims have non-life-threatening injuries, police say. One congressman says the U.S. should send at least one tank to Ukraine to push Germany to send its own fleet. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Texas Republican Michael McCaul said Germany is waiting for the U.S. to take the lead. The matchups are set for the NFC and AFC championship games. The Eagles will host the Niners, who beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. The AFC pits Cincinnati against Kansas City. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, so 2 segments about Facebook and the destruction of communications. So how does that tie to five-minute university lessons? Okay, well, here are just a few points that add up to what I just presented orally. Call before you leave to go get the item. Talk to the person. Don't do it without it. Don't do it without it. If they won't talk to you, something's wrong. Next, get the seller to agree to hold it for you. Say, I'll be there. I'll be there at this time, on this date, you know, your agreed upon date and time. I will be there. But I need you to hold it for me because I have to do some things. I have to change my schedule. I have to take a half day off from work, you know, those kinds of things. So I'm willing to do those things, but I need you to hold it for me because I'm going to be losing a half day's wages or a day's wages to pick this up. Ask the questions, the pertinent questions, who, what, when, where, why, and how about the item. You know, why he's selling it. That's one question. Next, and see if you think the person's telling the truth. If the person seems to be lying to you, say, you know what, I think I'm going to pass. Actually, I am going to pass. Thanks so much for your time. I'm sure you'll sell it. Thank you. Goodbye. You know, make sure you arrange that date and time. Communicate. And then say something like this. And this is what I do when I talk to a person that's selling something. I say, okay, so we will be leaving tomorrow. We'll be leaving the farm at 11 o'clock tomorrow, for example. And it's going to take us 2 hours to get there. So I'll call you just as we are pulling out. I'll call you just before I get in the truck. And the ETA estimated time of arrival would be, and I'll tell them what the time of arrival is. I'll let them know that I'm going to be on my way in a minute. Yeah, I let them know that I've got the truck all prepared, and if I need their help with somebody loading it, you know, before we leave, it's okay. I want to know if it's a refrigerator, for example, something like that. Is it a place where I could back the pickup truck to? Is it in their basement? And once I arrive there, I wouldn't be able to get it out. Or is it in the garage? Is the kind of thing you could just back the pickup truck to it, tilt it, put it on some padding, and get it on the truck and strap it down? And is there somebody there to help? And those are the things I want to know. And so those are the lessons that I just shared with you from 5 Minute University about Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist. Okay, real simple. If you want to avoid a sinus infection and you're out there in the dust and doing something like hay or cleaning out the garage and there's dust and mold, what I do, I'm not practicing medicine, what I do is I have one of these spray bottles from the Chinese factory outlet, and it's called saline nasal spray. Comes in a 1.5 little white screw top squeeze bottle, and it will spray saline into your nostrils, and you can flush out your sinuses. So you spray it in, blow your nose. Spray it in, blow your nose. Spray it in, blow your nose. Now, I talked to a doctor, not Dr. Shealy, a different doctor. This was many, many years ago. And I asked him about that. And he said, look, you know, if you touch your nose with the tip of that spray bottle, you can infect yourself. So do not use them for more than a month because bacteria will grow on the tip of that spray bottle. After a month, discard it, even if you have some remaining in there, you know, if you have some saline remaining in there. So you can buy them inexpensively, around $2 for a 1.5-ounce spray bottle from the Chinese factory outlet. And what I do is I write the date. I take a Sharpie marker, and I write the date, the month, the day, and the year. And sometimes I'll put a colloidal silver, 5 drops of colloidal silver, into a brand new bottle. Shake it up. 100 parts per million saline solution. Don't believe a word I say. Don't follow. Don't think I'm telling you what to do. I'm just saying this is what I do. So I'll put 5 drops of saline in there, and I'll write these letters, W/. W/ means with. And then capital A, little g. AG is the periodic table symbol for silver. So the date, month, day, year, a dot between the month, the day, and the year, and W/AG means with colloidal silver. That tells me that I put 5 drops of colloidal silver in it, and if I have one that doesn't have that, it means there's no colloidal silver in it. I want to know. I want to know what I did. Okay. Next lesson. You know, dryers, if you use a clothes dryer, it's kind of a handy thing. It uses an enormous amount of electricity, one of the highest electricity consumption devices you have in your home. You know the lint filter for that dryers have? You know that lint, you know where it comes from? Well, it used to be your clothes. So what you're seeing is your clothes shedding fabric which becomes lint, which you throw away. So what that really means is if you use the dryer less, you'll have less lint and your clothes will last longer. That's only been 17 years. We have a dryer. It's pretty old. But we haven't used it because we don't need to use it. What we do is we hang up our clothes, you know, wash them in the washing machine, and immediately take them out. We have an old-fashioned Whirlpool manufactured agitator washing machine, the old-fashioned kind. And as soon as the clothes are washed, we hang them on plastic hangers, or we hang them on the clothesline. If we put them on plastic hangers, we have dowel rods between some of the doors, the doorways in our house, and we hang them on the plastic hangers. Or I built an EMT conduit, clothes line, if you will, but out of conduit, and we take the plastic hangers, put the shirts on there, put the socks on there, and hang them up on this 3/4 inch EMT, which is metallic conduit. It's like $10 for 10 feet. And I've got that positioned in our laundry room, and we hang up our clothes in there. Now, it's not the kind of thing you want to show off to your, you know, if you have guests coming over. Hey, you want to see my laundry? Yeah, it's not like that. I mean, you don't want to do that. But it's there for everybody to see. I mean, if we had people come over, they would see that we have this EMT tubing in our laundry room, and we hang our, you know, hangers hanging on it, you know, without clothes on it. But how much can you save? I don't know. Maybe 50 cents to a dollar every time that you'd put clothes in a dryer. $365 a year for 17 years. Next thing, washing clothes. You know, if you have a new washing machine and they've got heat to water and they've got those soap pods and they determine how much detergent you're going to put in your washing machine, whether you need that much or not, they determine it for you because they know better than we do. Well, I don't have one of those. We have an old-fashioned washing machine with an agitator, and we determine how much detergent we're going to put in there. We use the powdered kind. Lasts a long time because you can put, if you have soft water, you use maybe 1/5 or 1/4 the amount of detergent as you would if you have hard water. So we have soft water. The washing machine lasts longer. The clothes last longer. We use less detergent. And we can use cold water. So the second most expensive or the third most expensive appliance you have in your house is your hot water heater. So if you're washing your clothes in hot water, you are spending an enormous amount of money on either gas, meaning natural gas, propane, or electricity to heat your hot water. You don't have to. You can start, if you have an agitator washing machine, you can put some detergent in there, fill it up to the appropriate level. We set it to small and let it splash around for a little bit to mix the detergent. Then we add the clothes, then we set the washing machine to the appropriate water level. Now, if you want to make a mistake, it's better to make a mistake by adding more water than less water. If you add more water, it's easier on the transmission and the motor of the washing machine and what's called the dogs and the motor coupling, which is a rubber coupling with plastic tabs on it. So if you want to be easiest on the motor and the agitator dogs, which are little plastic parts that break, in agitator washing machines that are made by Whirlpool, if you want to be easier on all that, you make a mistake by using more water rather than less water. Less water is harder on the clothes. It's harder on the washing machine. And so now the lessons are you don't have to use hot water. You can wash in cold water and save energy by using cold water. And to make a mistake, if you're going to make one, go with a little more water rather than less water. Okay. And by the way, when you put blue jeans in the washing machine, the water turns blue. That used to be the blue of your blue jeans. So hot water is really good for turning the water blue and turning the blue jeans lighter and shrinking the blue jeans. Cold water, the blue stays on the clothes longer, and they don't shrink as much. And your clothes will last longer if you don't use the dryer. Okay, so let's see. Got some other lessons here. Oh, let's talk about taxes. So I was helping a young person with taxes, income taxes, federal income taxes, state taxes, etc. And the person was trying to do taxes prepare the taxes, you know, with all these apps. So young people are inclined to use their cell phone to quick. It's much faster to use a cell phone and prepare your taxes, you know, real time. It wasn't working. The app wasn't working. And it was really frustrating for this young person. Not a family member. And, you know, I'm not a paid tax consultant. I'm just some guy that does his own taxes. And what I said was, are you trying to figure out your taxes and with your phone? Is that what you're trying to do? And the person said, yeah. And I said, look, here's the problem with that. You can go to these internet sites, you can go to IRS.gov, you can go to all these sites, and you can get different answers. But here's the way I do it. I get the publications from the IRS, their publications. When they send them to me and they say, yo, your taxes, here's the forms, here's the booklet, fill out your taxes by April 15th, or else, get an extension, or else. What I do is I use their tables. So if and when I'm audited and they say, how'd you figure that out? I go, I used your tables. And by the way, I got them with me. Here they are. So they can't say, well, you put the wrong amount in because you electronically filed and there's no record of what you done. I know what I did because I write notes all over the booklet, the forms. I have notes everywhere. And so if or when I'm audited, or if and when I'm audited, I have all the reasons why I did whatever I did. And I have their tables. And I check it twice or three or four times to make sure I don't make any mistakes. So here's what was happening. This young person was trying to prepare taxes one screen at a time. And it wasn't working. You cannot prepare. Let me say it a different way. You cannot prepare your taxes one screen at a time and know what you're doing and pay the least amount that the law allows. If you want to pay the least amount the law allows, you're going to have to spread out on the kitchen table, the dining room table, or some big flat surface with all kinds of forms, especially if you have a small business, you know, like a home-based business, or you want to itemize.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I guess that's us. Me. So I'm kind of rambling here. Lessons from 5 Minute University. Teaching a little bit about taxes. And so here are the numbers. Now, I used to teach seminars. I would, for free, across the country. Well, from the Mississippi West and, I'm sorry, Mississippi East and South. And I'd travel to seminars and I'd be invited to be a speaker at preparedness conventions. And I would teach these kinds of seminars. And I would ask the question, so y'all here learn about preparing taxes. How many of you prepare your own taxes? And the number was like 5 to 10% typically, maybe 15% at the most. So that begs the question. I would always ask the follow up question. So why is it? Why is it? I guess the rest of you have somebody else do your taxes. Well, they all said the same thing. You know, I know a guy. A guy's great. He used to work for the IRS, or he's a CPA, or he's my brother-in-law, or my sister-in-law, or family member. Guy's great. Knows everything about taxes. So why is it that you don't prepare your own taxes? Why? And the answer was always the same, no matter where I spoke, Alabama, Missouri, it didn't matter where it was. It's always the same. It's too complicated, too time-consuming, and I don't know how to do it. It's always the same. So here we have a system that is so complicated that people pay other people to prepare their taxes for them. And it's expensive. Some people were paying in the thousands of dollars. I asked them because I didn't know how much it cost. I've been doing my own since maybe the 70s. So I didn't know how much these things cost. It's ridiculous how much they cost. So 78% of people, according to current numbers, I don't even know if we can believe this, but 78% reportedly electronically file. 8.5% use the paper and pencil method. I'm one of the 8.5%. So the Finelli family prepares our own taxes by ourselves without any help, and we use paper and pencil. And if we don't have the forms, we make them up. We download Publication 17. You can find it yourself, Pub. You can just go to any search engine. DuckDuckGo would be a good start. PUB space 17. That's the condensed rule book. That's how to play the game. So you can learn the rules, and you can fill out your own taxes. Now, I don't believe you can fill it out and pay the least amount of taxes legally if you use your cell phone. Because you can only, it's a little tiny thing, a cell phone. Little tiny screen. Little tiny print. Not too many words on that little screen. So they lead you step by step by step, and sometimes it's hard to go back or backward and undo or redo it. Step by step, they don't give you the whole picture. You can't read all about it before you start. You're learning about it while they're asking you all these questions. And at the very end, it's like, under penalty of perjury, is right, right? To the best of your knowledge, right? Sign here. Why would anybody do that? With paper and pencil, I strike that thing out. I'm not agreeing to that because I don't know. I don't know if it's right. And what is to the best of my ability? They could say, Mr. during an audit, Mr. Finella, you're really not that dumb, are you? Are you really? We think you have more ability than you indicate on this tax filing. We think you're a little smarter than that. So we don't, what does that mean? To the best of my ability. I don't even know what that means. So what I do is I say, I don't know if these know. I write on the in the box where they say under penalty of perjury, I say, this is an estimate. The actual number is unknown. Then I put my initials, VF, meaning I said that. I don't know if it's right. Because if you get five CPAs to fill out your taxes, you're going to have five different answers. Now, these are people who are certified in being able to count and add and divide and subtract and multiply. They're certified in that. And they'll give you five different numbers. And that's the truth. So I don't know if my number's right. I'm trying to make it right. Because if I'm audited, I'm going to have to prove I was right, or at least attempt to. So the bottom line is, I don't believe you can do your prepare your own taxes, which you, according to 5-Minute University, you're crazy if you don't prepare your own taxes. If you use the phone method or the online method, it guides you. But it doesn't leave you much room for interpretation. They tell you. So what I do is I spread out on the kitchen table or dining room table or a big flat surface, one of those folding tables, and it takes a while. How long does it take a small business on average to prepare their taxes? If you do it yourself, the internet says 80 hours, 80. That's like 2 full weeks of full employment to prepare your taxes. That's pretty complicated. That's pretty lengthy, isn't it? 80 hours? That's assuming you have all your receipts. It takes a month. I don't care what anybody says. But you know what? These guys are reaching into my pocket, and I'm trying to keep them out of my pocket. So I do it paper and pencil, and you should too.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.